Welcome, friends, to this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. This week, I'm away from home, babysitting my grandchildren here in Chula Vista, California, waiting on the hurricane that's supposed to hit later this morning. So I'm going to rerun a show from this time last year. Hope you enjoy it. Thank you for listening. We're going to begin today's show with Al Di Meola. I saw Al Di Meola doing an interview on YouTube with Rick Beato. Those are great if you haven't seen them. And at the end, he picked up a guitar and began playing this great Lennon-McCartney tune. I think it was written by John Lennon, entitled Julia. So I hunted it down on his recording from the album Across the Universe. Let's listen to Al Di Meola. Thank you.
alone. Somebody must change. You are the reason I've been waiting so long. Somebody holds the key. Well, I'm near the end, and I just ain't got the time. And I'm wasted, and I can't find my way.
And I ghost when I walk through the door. I know it pains to even take a breath, but please remember you have someone left. So go to the sea, get away, find relief. Cry if you need, wander far.
Two great vocal tracks in that last set. We heard Can't Find My Way Home from Peter Sprague, great guitarist, and Leonard Patton, the vocalist, from here in San Diego. And that was followed by The Way Home by Nicole Zaratis. So start at the beginning. Can't Find My Way Home, that great Stevie Winwood tune. As I said, from Peter Sprigg and Leonard Patton from the album Dreamwalkin, a 2015 release. And then that was followed by Nicole Zaratis, fine vocalist out of New York City, born and raised in Waterbury, Connecticut. And that's from an album, Wandering Hearts. We heard The Way Home, 2020 release. We're going to continue on now with some music that I was turned on to from a dedicated listener. His name is Andrew, and he hipped me to the Delvon Lamar Organ Trio. Hadn't heard them before, but he recommended I check out a couple tracks, which I did, and that also led me to another artist, a blues guitarist. His name is Rippin' Chicken, and Delvon Lamar did some work with him as well. Two releases that are very recent. We're going to begin with the Delvon Lamar Organ Trio, Keep On Keepin' On, and that'll be followed up by Rippin' Chicken. And this also features Delvon Lamar, and that will be Westy. Very interesting sounds from saxophonist Mike Casey and Blory from a single that he released entitled Breathe In, and that's the remix version. Mike Casey, fine saxophone player coming out of Hartford, Connecticut, now living in L.A. And before that, we heard two soul jazz tracks, I would call it, featuring organist Delvon Lamar. We heard Westy featuring Delvon Lamar and Ollie Klomp, and Rippin' Chicken from the album Rippin' Chicken. Before that, we heard the Delvon Lamar Organ Trio from the album Cold as Weiss, his latest release. Keep On Keepin' On from DLO3, as they're often called, the Delvon Lamar Organ Trio. We're going to continue on now, switch things up a bit to more traditional jazz from the great trombonist Steve Davis. He released a new album entitled Blues Thetic. It's got a great lineup. Steve Davis on trombone, Peter Bernstein on guitar, Steve Nelson on vibraphone, Jeffrey Keyser on piano, Christian McBride on bass, and Willie Jones III on drums. We're going to hear the track Encouragement from Steve Davis. Thank you. That set is all Connecticut-based jazz musicians. The last one you heard from New Haven, Darren Litzy, from his album My Horizon. A new release, we heard Question and Answer. That's a Pat Metheny composition and a very interesting arrangement of that. Before that, we heard from Matt Dwanzik, the great bass player out of Hartford, Connecticut, one of the most busiest musicians there, playing in both New York City and Hartford, Connecticut. Matt Dwanzik's album is A Year and a Day, his second effort, a fine album. We heard his original composition, Afterthought. And we started out that set with the great trombone player, Steve Davis, from his album, Bluesthetic. That was Encouragement. And that brings us near the close of this week's In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. You can hear us on the radio at WWUH in Hartford, Connecticut, and also as a weekly podcast at jazzandbeyond.com. We're going to finish things up with Chick Corea. The album is Trilogy, a trio album, and we're going to hear Alice in Wonderland, made famous perhaps on the jazz scene by the pianist Bill Evans. So this is Chick Corea's homage to Bill Evans. Let's listen to Alice in Wonderland. Thanks for listening, folks. Come back next week for another edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond.